understanding.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
你带领我们成人神训班已经到了尾声。
And you have guided the National Adult Theological Seminar until the very end.
我们看到弟兄姐妹渴求你的精神。
And we see the longingness of the brothers and sisters for you.
主啊，愿你按照他们的渴慕来满足他们的心。
And Lord, please satisfy their heart based on their thirst.
主啊，也求你将你的话语丰丰富富地存在我们心里面。
And Lord, please place your words deeply inside our hearts.
主啊，虽然对于这些先知书我们比较陌生。
And Lord, even though we're not familiar with the prophetic books,
但是你借着传道工人的口将它解开。
And through the workers of the pastor's mouth, then you have revealed your mystery.
求你更让我们深深地了解你的旨意。
And please let us deeply understand your will.
生活当中能够按着你的旨意来行走。
And in your life, that we can walk on the pathway that you have trod for us.
蒙你的带领，得你的祝福。
And then we could have your abidance and guidance and blessings.
主啊，虽然我们只有剩下一天半。
And Lord, although we only have a day and a half left.
愿主耶稣，你继续引领我们。
And may Lord Jesus continue to guide us.
让我们有一颗继续安静学习的心。
And so that we can have a quiet heart to learn.
能够珍惜你给我们的这个好机会。
And to cherish the time that you have given us.
更祈求主耶稣让我们今天享受美好的安息圣日。
And Lord Jesus, please allow us to enjoy your wonderful Holy Sabbath day.
主啊，我们来到南加州，觉得这里的天气阳光真好。
And Lord, we came to Southern California. We feel that the weather and everything else is so pleasant.
就感到你创造的这种美丽。
And we have felt the beautiness of your creation.
主啊，谢谢你这个创造的大功。
And Lord, we thank you for this great work of creation.
更谢谢你在万人当中拯救我们脱离罪恶。
And we thank you that among tens and hundreds and thousands of people, you have saved us to from sin.
让我们可以得享你的慈爱。
So that we can enjoy your mercifulness.
求主也提醒我们能够来纪念你这个美好的安息日。
And may the Lord let us remember to think about your holy Sabbath day and remember.
我们将早上的聚会这堂课恭恭敬敬地交托在你的手中。
And we will sincerely place this morning's class onto your hand.
愿你从头带领我们的聚会。
And may you guide us from the beginning till the
end. 愿一切尊贵颂赞荣耀归你的圣名。
May all the precious noble and glory be unto your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
考一下试。
And I'd like to give some test.
那谁知道约拿书的结构？如果用就是第一章到第二章，第三章、第四章，在讲什么
？And who does know the structure of the book of Jonah, from chapter 1, 2, and 3 talking about?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
谁记得？
And who remembers that?
Running away from God. 第二章。
逃离神。Chapter 2.
Returning to God. 第三章。
归回神。Chapter 3.
Walking with God. 第四章。
与神行走。第四Chapter 4.
Walk before God.
在神面前行走。
那这样子我们对约拿书就有一个很清楚的理解。
So this way that we have a very clear and concise understanding of the book of Jonah.
那我们现在来谈第一章。
And so we like to talk about chapter 1.
谈第一章之前这个图我们看过了哈。第一章我们用主要用我们用鸽子用约拿的名字呢来谈第一章。
And so chapter 1 we like to use the Jonah's name dove to talk about.
圣经上很奇妙，有时候给我们很多的这个联想。
And so sometimes the Bible is very miraculous because it makes us think a lot.
所以从第一章我们看到 约拿像一只鸽子啊，他本来应该要传信息的。
And so from chapter 1 we saw that
被差传信息。
And Jonah was sent to be to as a messenger.
啊，像一只鸽子啊，以前古代的鸽子都在传信息。
And just like the ancient times, the doves are preaching messages.
那这一章也看到，啊，约拿像一只鸽子啊，躲藏在磐石穴中。
And we could see that Jonah was like a dove and hiding among the rocks.
因为雅各啊这样说 ，Son of Solomon.
And because the son of Solomon have said this.
我的鸽子啊，你为什么躲在磐石穴里面呢
？And my dove, how come you hidden among the rocks?
我愿意见你的面，我愿意听你的声音。
And I want to see your face. I want to hear your voice.
啊，因为你的面貌秀美，你的声音柔和。
And because your face is beauty, and then your voice is gentle.
但是约拿却像鸽子啊，躲在磐石穴里面。
And but Jonah was like a dove hiding among the rocks.
这一章也看到约拿他像鸽子一样的后来被献上。
And so we could also see that Jonah was being offered like a dove.
他后来被好像一个祭物被丢到海里面去，因着他本身被献上。大家就得平安。
And just like an offering that he was cast down into the sea and he was offered, so everyone has peace.
所以我们就从这三个角度来谈约拿这只鸽子。
And so from three different perspectives, we will be talking about Jonah the dove.
约拿书第一章第一节。
And Jonah chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章第一节第二节。
And chapter 1 verse 1 verse 2.
一真你来读。约拿书第一章第一节第二节。
And Jonah chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
古代的鸽子啊，他们会被差遣去传信息。
And so, courier doves in the ancient times will be sent to pass along messages.
那这里神啊的话临到约拿说啊，让他去传信息。
And so the word of the Lord came to Jonah and wants him to preach a message of God.
其实挪亚时代早就用约拿来带信息来。
And so in the time of Noah, Jonah was brought into.
对不起，挪亚时代他就懂得用鸽子来传扬信息。
In the time of Noah, they knew how to use courier doves to pass messages.
我们看创世纪的第八章。
And let's turn to Genesis chapter 8.
第八章。
Genesis chapter 8.
第八节。
And verse 8.
到第十一节。
And to verse 11.
八节到十一节。
And verse 8 to 11.
他又放出一只鸽子去，要看看水从地上退了没有。你来读好了，第九节。
And verse 9, but the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her, and drew her into the dark to himself. Verse 10, and he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent the doves out from the ark.11. Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth, and Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth.
Amen. 这个挪亚跟动物生活很久，大概一年左右吧。
And so Noah lived with the animals for quite a long time, about a year.
这个他会应该跟我们一样，发现到鸟类最聒噪的就是乌鸦。
And so maybe he will realize that the most...noisiest at a bird was a crow.
那这个乌鸦呱噪，你就要注意它，你就注意到它真的很聪明。
And but if you notice that the crow is very noisy, but he is very smart.
所以小时候我们读书啊，那个瓶底的水，乌鸦那个瓶颈很窄，乌鸦喝不到水怎么办呢？他就懂得叼石头。到瓶子里面去啊，水就冒上来，乌鸦就可以喝水。
So when we were very young, we learned a story about how the crow would take little stones and throw into the neck of the bottle, so this way the water will rise so he can drink from it.
那这个太聪明了哈，他出去哈，他就这个就是好像就没有回到方舟里面来了啦。
And because he was too smart, then he, when he left, and he did not come back to the ark.
圣上讲他飞来飞去啊。
And so the Bible records that he was flying around.
这个飞来飞去就是他知道在那个时代哦，方舟最安全了，所以他也不敢离开方舟。
And he knew.
所以飞去又飞来，可是也不愿意进去，因为进去就被挪亚关起来了，太麻烦。没有东西可以吃。
And he knew that the ark was the safest place, and then so he went out and flied around. But when he flew back, he refused to go inside the ark because he would be locked up by Noah.
那现在很多信徒跟乌鸦差不多，也是飞来飞去。
Many of the members are kind of like crow; they're flying around.
礼拜六就回到教会来。
And so on Saturdays, they would fly into church.
他知道全世界大概只有教会才有神呢。
And he knew that among the world, there's only a church that has God.
但是心又不想进来。
But his heart don't want to come in.
如果太 commitment 哦 ，commitment 太多了，这个教会要我做这个做那个麻烦呐，所以回来回去，我周间呢就去喝个酒啦，上个酒吧啦，虎肉吃腐肉啊。
And so that it's very inconvenient because it's more easily to fly around. Maybe you could stop by the bar and have a drink.
不敢离开教会，也不敢进入教会，太深入。
He's afraid to leave church, but he is also afraid to be inserted very deeply.
那古代有一个以色列王哦，他建造神的殿，但不入神的殿。
And in the ancient times, there's an Israel king that he has built the temple of God, but he refused to enter it.
这个像乌鸦差不多啊。
So this is kind of like crow.
那这个鸽子啊，特别的驯良。
And but dove is very gentle.
后来挪亚第二次就用鸽子。
And so the second time Noah has used the dove.
那圣灵也代表鸽子。
And so the Holy Spirit represents doves as well.
那这个圣灵来到人间呢，也大概是三个时期。
And so Holy Spirit came to this world in three different eras.
就好像鸽子啊，第一次出去的时候，它找不到落脚的地方。圣灵在旧约啊，因为人的罪重，没有救恩啊，所以圣灵没有办法常住在人的身上。
And so just like Holy Spirit in the ancient times, because men was too sinful, and when Holy Spirit comes, it cannot dwell inside men.
那第二次鸽子出去的时候啊，叼了一个橄榄的叶子啊，橄榄的叶子。
And so the second time when the dove went out, he has carried a leaf from an olive tree.
我们都知道圣经上常常讲以色列国啊，该用橄榄树来代表以色列人。
And we know that the Bible uses olive tree as to signify Israelites.
所以在新约时代，圣灵降在一些就是以色列人做代表的这些得救的人身上。
And so during the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit came down some people in Israel as to represent.
这是圣灵的第二个时期。
And so this is the second time of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵降下第一次降下来住在人间，然后在这个时代呢就这个放出去呢就没有回来了。
And so during this time that Holy Spirit have left and never came back.
意思就是说这个时代呢，这个圣灵啊一定会待到主耶稣再来。
And so that means that this Holy Spirit will remain behind until the coming of Christ again.
所以我们刚刚提到的是约拿像鸽子一样的来传达信息。
And so we talked about that Jonah was like a dove and preaching the message.
约拿书第一章第二节说你去向那边的居民呼喊。
And Jonah chapter 1 verse 2 it says arise go to Nineveh the great city and cry out against it.
什么叫做宣道？
And what does it mean to evangelize?
宣道就是呼喊。
And to evangelize it means to cry out.
就像亚当夏娃犯罪了。
And just like Adam and Eve have sinned.
所以神就出来呼喊。
And so God came out and cried out.
亚当啊，亚当啊，你在哪里？
And Adam, Adam, where are you?
所以今天宣道就是寻找天父失落的儿子。
And so to cry out is to be searching for the lost son of God.
这是我们以前有一个古代的工人他真的就是这样做。
And so there was a worker in the ancient times who really has done so.
在台湾他们宣道的人早期他们一手拿钩吹一手拿一个music instrument, 钩吹一手打一手 打鼓啊，然后呢就在街上跑来跑去。
And so the earlier worker in Taiwan that they were holding a some sort of music instrument, the other on one hand, the other hand they were beating a drum and then running around the streets.
然后就开始叫天边咧找失落的人，天边咧找失落的人，啊，天父寻找失上的人，一直喊啊。
And they'll be saying in the Taiwanese that the Heavenly Father is looking for lost men.
所以宣道就是对人呼喊。
And evangelism is to cry out against the people.
那这边提到说，往尼尼微大城向其中居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到神面前。
And it says that the city of Nineveh, the wickedness has come up before God.
因为他们的所以呢，我们知道。这个恶啊，人啊，人的恶啊，会就是人的罪会惹神发怒，而且会积蓄神的愤怒。
And we could see the wickedness of man will provoke God to anger.
我们来看罗马书的二章第五节。
And Romans chapter 2 verse 5.
罗马书二章第五节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 5.
罗马书二章第五节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 5.
David, 请你读。二章五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
这边提到那个世人的罪会积蓄神的愤怒。
And it says that the sin of man will be treasuring up in God.
为什么在亚伯兰时代神不毁灭迦南人？
And so how come during the time of Abraham that God did not destroy the Canaanites?
神跟亚伯兰讲，因为他们的罪恶还没有满盈。
And because it says, God told Abraham that their sin has not been filled.
当然后来，在其他的书信又解释说，因为当时的野兽很多啊，你一下子就把迦南人通通杀掉啊，那个人没有办法来对付野兽啊。
And also it was recorded that if you kill all the Canaanites at that time, then they won't be able to go against many of the beasts.
那所以神有他的时间，那重要的就是说，那个罪会积蓄，那时候到了。那神啊，他的刑罚就来。
And so that it, when the wickedness of man has stored up to a point in front of God, then his punishment will come.
所以，有时候神就是看到是忍无可忍了啊，实际上。我们感觉到神已经是忍到一个最后的地步了，忍无可忍了。
And so God will be reserving himself unto a point that he cannot.Contain it anymore.
所以我们有人不要不要硬着景象。
And so, as men, we should not be stiff-necked.
因为这个患难会顷刻来到。
And because tribulation will come quickly.
那这个传扬的内容传扬的内容是什么呢？
And so what are the contents of his message?
我们来再来看第一第三章。
And let's read chapter 3.
第三章的第四节。
And Jonah chapter 3 verse 4.
第三章第四节。
And Jonah chapter 3 verse 4.
这个有时候一上来怎么名字统统忘记了，奇怪，你们在台下都叫得出来。
And sometimes I will forget everyone's name once I'm standing here on the pulpit.
王清香姐妹。这个是福音还是祸因呢？传福音还是传祸因？灾祸的祸。
And is this preaching the gospel or the news of woe?
这个好像不是传福音哦。
And it doesn't seem like this is preaching the gospel.
我们有时候我们传福音哦，也有另外一方面的传话，就是说要悔改，不然真的是这个世界末日快到了。
And so when we preach the gospel, there's another way to do it is to ask for people to repent.
因为神要倾倒这个城市了。
And because God will, is to be destroyed the city.
请问主耶稣在马太福音讲的第一句话是什么？
And so I'd like to ask, what is the first word that Jesus have said in the book of Matthew?
如果英文是 repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, 对不对？所以用英文看是先讲 repent, 悔改。
And so in English context, it is repent for the kingdom of God is near.
就是世界末日要来了。
And so the end of the world is coming.
我是觉得我们活在这个时代，如果我们说不知道怎么传福音，我也觉得好像说不过去了。因为我们这个时代，你看到的这个社会现象，都是启示录里面所预言的，我们很清楚的看见了。
And so that sometimes I feel that when we say we don't know how to preach the gospel, I don't understand it because everything that we see that's happening around the world has been recorded in the book of Revelation.
你可以跟朋友讲，你知道为什么现在温室效应这个天气这么极端吗？
And you could tell your friends how come, do you know why is there a greenhouse effect, the weather is so extreme?
那个启示录里面就说在末日神要再来之前哦。那个太阳要热到大家会咒诅他们的神，那个太阳会烤人呢。
And so the book of Revelation records that before the coming of Christ again, the heatness of the sun is going to be so hot that people will be scolding it and then it would be burning people.
每一年的报章杂志都在讲这个温度又是 record, 今年的温度的高度又是记录。
And so throughout the year, that always talk reports that the temperature rises again. This is a record.
他们又在谈到，你知道天气变化跟你的401k 有关系吗？
And they have talked about that. Do you know the weather has something to do with your 401k retirement plan?
这个我们不用进去谈了。
And we don't need to discuss in depth.
那个每一年，这个加州都在谈那个野火越来越多。野火一来，不只是影响人，影响那些马，影响那些牛。
And it says that every year you have wildfires in California, and then it would affect not only people, but also cattle and horses.
他们在提到说现在的牛跟马养到养笨了。
And they talked about the cattle and horses has been raised to a point that they're kind of dumb.
有时候还不知道怎么跑啊。
And they don't know how to run.
就是有时候会跑错位置的意思是这样子了。
And that means that sometimes they'll run out of position.
所以你只要看这个世界，我们就很难说我不知道怎么传福音。你就跟他讲世界末日，真的，我们这些异象都看见了。
And so when you see this world, then it's not hard to say that we don't know how to preach the gospel. Just look at the phenomenon that's happening in the world.
你们还记得那个最后一刹那，这个地要裂成三块之前呢？什么东西从天上掉下来？
And do you remember that at that last moment when the ground is to be break up into three pieces, what has fallen from the sky?
启示录里面记载，谁记得？
And this is recorded in Revelations.
冰袍啊，冰袍。
And it's actually the battle armor.
冰袍 ，hail.
It's actually hail.
那个冰袍多重？你知道吗？
And do you know how heavy is the hail?
来，我们来看一下，你们好像大家都，那应该都知道嘛。
And I think all of you should know.
来，第几章？启示录第几章
？And what chapter in Revelation?
啊，16章19节。
And chapter 16, verse 19.
19-21
And verse 19-21.
来另外一个大卫，大卫王来。
King David. David Wong.
启示录16章19节到21节。
And Revelation chapter 16, verse 19-21. And just skip to 21.
一他连德是多少多重?
And how heavy is one talent?
英文是100磅啊。
And it's 100 pounds in English.
英文是100磅，对不对？ Yeah, 100 pounds.
About a weight of a talent.
你们家的小朋友到100磅吗？ 三年级的小朋友，三年级的二年级的小朋友。
What about children that's two or three, third grade? Are they 100 pounds?
我才140几磅吧。
And then I only weigh about 140 pounds.
那你想看像我这样子的？ 那这边100磅的请举手。
And who's 100 pounds, please raise your hand.
那个叫什么？你叫什么名字？ Rebecca.
Rebecca.
你们可以想象Rebecca从天上掉下来吗？
Can you imagine that Rebecca falls down from heaven?
你要把她卷起来，把她的头卷到脚那边去， 好像一个炮子这样，咚咚咚， 这个比cannonball还厉害， 比那个大炮还厉害啊。
And this will be more catastrophic than cannonballs.
这个我们这个温室的东西，温室效应，那个水汽怎么 怎么来怎么去，那个热一下来，水就越吸越多到天上去啊！啊，怎么上去怎么下来啊？
So the greenhouse effect will enable all the water vapors to go up, and then it has to come down one way or the other.
那个前年还是大前年，我跑到加拿大的多伦多去开学生年会，冬天，后来跑去他们家避难，因为那个年会就第二天马上取消。
And I think that the year before last year, I was in Toronto, and then I had to escape to a brother's house to a safe haven because spiritual convocation was canceled due to natural disaster.
因为那个叫 ice storm, 叫冰的冰风暴啊， ice storm, 对不对？那个整个什么城市的电线杆通通倒下来，教会也没有暖气啦，那个小朋友。 本来是要摇钟的，老师说让他们睡到自然醒，因为那个怎么上课，那个这么冷怎么上课？
And there was a nice storm, so it breaks off a lot of the equipment, so there's no heat. And so in the morning that when it's time to get up for school, then the teacher said that just let the kids sleep.
小弟当传道这么多年，就是第一次学生联会取消啊。
And so after being a pastor for so many years, this is the first time that student spiritual convocation was canceled.
因为天灾。
And because of natural disaster.
你看那个湿气一上去，然后天气就变得非常的 extreme， 然后下来的东西以后也会越来越大。
And so the vapors will rise up, and then the weather becomes very extreme, and then it will become more catastrophic.
这个都是世界末日来的预兆啊。
And so these are prefigurations of the end days.
所以我们要传扬。
And so we have to preach.
这个尼尼微啊，40天要倾覆了。
And so after 40 days, the city of Nineveh will be destroyed.
那三章五节。
And chapter 3, verse 5.
耶拿书3章5节。
The book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 5.
因为时间的关系，我来念。 尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大到最小都披上麻衣，请读。
And so the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed the fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them.
所以我们传扬的目的就是让人可以归向神。
And so the purpose of our preaching the gospel is for return others to God.
所以约拿像一只鸽子被神差遣。
And so Jonah was like a dove who was sent by God.
但是他后来却逃跑了。
And at the end, he ran away.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
约拿却起来逃跑，往他失去躲避神。
And so Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
那第三节，他不只是躲避神，他付代价，付船价去躲避神。
And he also paid a fare to escape from God to Tarshish.
第三节连续讲了两次躲避神。
And it says that twice that he fled away from God.
而且到最远的地方躲避神。
And he went to the furthest place.
如果我们看圣经，神差遣人，人有几种不同的反应。
And so if we read the Bible that when God sends man, there's two different reactions.
耶稣基督要坐在税关上的马大跟随他，他马上抛弃他的东西，随即跟随主耶稣基督。
And so when Jesus wanted Martha, that was a tax collector, to follow him. Then he immediately abandoned his robes and followed him.
但是如果你看彼得，在约翰福音，他的哥哥介绍耶稣给他的时候，彼得那个时候好像还没有反应，直到有一次主耶稣用他的船捕鱼，他才跟随主耶稣基督啊。
And so look at Peter when he was first introduced by his brother to Jesus, and Jesus wanted him to follow him. He didn't have any reaction then.
但是直到耶稣用他的船, 他认识耶稣就是, 就是一个, 一个救主。
And so until Jesus used his boat, and he came to know Jesus as a savior.
那个时候他才跟随主耶稣基督啊。
And so it was that time that he started to follow Jesus.
那有的人他真的不, 不愿意啊, 来接受差遣。
And so some people are unwilling to be sent.
约拿是为了民族的, 这个, 以后他可以看出来, 以后这个亚述王会来打他们的国家。
And but for Jonah, then he realized that the Assyrian king would come and attack his kingdom.
所以有的人为了很多原因呢, 他不愿意来, 像一只鸽子接受差遣。
And so there are many people that refuses to come and to be sent like a dove.
就像少年财主悠悠愁愁的, 拒绝了主耶稣的呼召。
And just like the young wealthy man, that he departed from the presence of the Lord sadly. And because he has much possessions.
但是我觉得如果你真的被愿意被差遣, 真的我觉得主耶稣不会亏待人啊。
And but I feel that if you're willing to be sent, I don't think Lord Jesus Christ will mistreat you.
尤其我们提到说现在我们教会真的很缺人哈。
And we talked about that our church needs some manpower.
我们在座的年轻人如果 或者是一些弟兄姐妹, 如果你有感动,
and so many of the youth or brothers and sisters that are sitting here, if you're moved,
你可以想想看,
and you could think about it,
祷告看看,
and maybe pray about it.
真的主不会亏待人,
and indeed, the Lord will not mistreat you.
我们要接受差遣,
and so we have to be be receptible to be sent.
我们提到说这个神会尊重他啦。
And we talked about
天上的父会尊重,
that
our
Heavenly Father will respect the ones that serve Him.
我们来看马可福音十章,
and let's turn to Gospel Mark chapter 10.
十章的28节到30节,
and verse 28 to 30.
28节到30节,
Mark chapter 10, verse 28节到30节, and 28 to 30.
Rebecca, can you read?
Verse 30.
Verse 30. 这边耶稣提到, 如果有人啊, 真的撇下, 他的所有的, 来跟随主啊,
and Jesus have said that if there's anyone who has left all he has to follow the Lord,
就像彼得说, 你看, 我们已经撇下所有的跟随你了,
and just like what Peter have said, we have abandoned everything to follow you.
那耶稣说, 不在, 你没有不在今世得百倍的,
and Jesus said that who shall not receive 100-fold at this time,
也要来世得永生,
and shall inherit eternal life.
当然也要受逼迫,
and of course that you will face persecution.
所以我觉得耶稣不会亏待人呢。
And I really feel that Jesus will not mistreat anyone.
我们做神的工绝对不是为了世上的报酬。
And when we're working for the Lord, this is not for the worldly rewards.
但是你会知道神会照顾每一个爱他的人。
And but you realize that God will really take care of everyone that loves Him.
我自己 本身也是, 就说走这条路啊, 其实刚开始我有一点点不甘愿啊。
And when I first worked on this path, to be honest, in the beginning, I was a little bit unwilling.
我可能跟大家分享过啊。 我刚开始就写信给总会说我要报名, 因为我妈妈许愿, 你们录取我, 我很感谢, 不录取我, 我更感谢。
And so in the beginning, I wrote a letter to General Assembly saying that I want to apply to become a pastor. It's because this is my mother's wish. So if you accept my application, I am very happy. But if you do not, if you refuse it, I'm even more happier.
后来想不到总会也录取我,
and the GA actually accepted my application.
那小弟在社会上工作，那个时候 那个一直到自己被录取啊，面谈结束之后还就是隔天才知道会不会被录取嘛，就是没有通知之前呢，我心里一直在想一个问题，如果被录取，如果没有被录取，孩子可以送到蒙塔梭利，这个今年可以到哪里 vacation， 这个都想啊，如果被录取好像空白，不晓得要写什么。
And so I drafted a task of chores, and if I am accepted, I don't know what I would be doing, but if I do not accept it, I could go on vacations, and then my children could go somewhere else.
所以当时真的也很挣扎。
And so I'll be honest, I was struggling at the time.
那感谢主了，主耶稣怜悯了。
And thank God through the mercy of God.
但是现在回头一看，其实神没有亏待人呢。
And but now I turn around and look, I realize that God did not mistreat anyone.
我觉得神照顾每一个，我觉得啦，尤其我看到的工人哦，神照顾每一个工人。
And but from what I can see, that I think that God takes care of all the different workers.
神在我们家也特别，比较特别啦。
And so God treats us, my household, pretty special as well.
就是觉得很感恩哈。
And so I'm very thankful of the grace.
我不好意思讲太多，因为讲了又觉得说，哎，因为觉得哎呀，怎么当传道可以有这么多恩典
？And so I am embarrassed to share because I feel like how come being a pastor I can have so much grace.
就一句话，就是神绝对不会亏待啊，为他做圣工的人。
So just one word that God would not mistreat anyone that works for Him.
因为他是像今天早上执事娘说的，他是又有钱又大方的人。
And just like what the deacon's wife have said this morning, that he was somebody wealthy and generous.
所以我们不用担心。
And so we don't have to worry.
神一定会照顾。
And so God will take care of us.
那我们就看到约拿这只鸽子后来就藏起来躲避神。
And so we have seen that this dove of Jonah was hidden and from away from God.
我们看雅各的第二章十四节。
And so Solomon chapter 2 verse 14.
雅各二章十四节。
Son of Solomon chapter 2 verse 14.
二章十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
王命诸弟兄。所以神要这个鸽子出来跟他同行了。
And so God wanted this dove to come out and abide with him.
他却躲起来了，躲在隐秘的地方。
And but he was hidden in a very secure place.
那约拿就是这个样子。
And so Jonah was the same thing.
如果我们读第一章，会知道他是故意的啦。
And if we read chapter 1, we realize he has done this purposely.
他是付代价去躲避神的。
And he paid out his consequence, he paid a price to flee from the Lord.
第九节他明明知道这个主是创造天地、沧海、旱地的天上的神。
And verse 9, he knew that the Lord has created heaven and earth.
但是他还是要 take a chance, 他还是要试试看。
And but he wants to take a chance.
那第十节连众人后来都知道他在躲避神。
And so verse 10, even the people knew that he was hiding away from God.
所以一章十节说，他们已经知道他躲避主，因为他告诉他们了。所以他本身，众人，大家都知道，你就是像那个鸽子躲起来了。
And because everyone knew that he was fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them.
这个我们中国话说，一皮天下无难事。一皮啊，一皮啊，就是像你以前很调皮啊。
So,
这个一皮一挑皮一皮就是 我耍皮我耍赖皮我耍赖皮天下就没有难的事情了。
And so there's a Chinese saying that once you're naughty, then there's nothing that's difficult for you in this life.
所以我就赖皮，我就不愿意去，我就故意跟你走不一样的方向。
And because I just wanted to go my way, I don't want to go your way.
你想想，大家都在祷告嘞，连那个没有信主的，每个都在祷告嘞。
And so everyone was praying on the ship, even the non-believers.
第五节说，个人哀求他们的神，但是他下到船舱躺卧沉睡。 哎呀，管你家去死，反正我就是睡觉。
And so every man cried out to his God, but it was recorded in verse 5 that he got to the lowest part of the ship to sleep, and he doesn't care about everyone's well-being.
所以我小弟觉得他心真的，我们这种台湾话说怀潮压力糟了，他心已经打横了啦，他心已经打横了，他已经不在乎了。
And so he has made a determination. He doesn't care anymore.
但是我们到哪里去躲避神的面呢？
And so how can we flee from a presence and face?
那神就用大浪来给他困难呢？
And so God has used great waves to bring him tribulation.
更奇妙的，当时有一个 tradition， 他们用抽签的，抽签就抽到他。哎，这个古代的人哦，也知道因跟果呢，哈。
And what's funny that they actually cast lots and he was picked out of this. So the people in the ancient times, they know that there's a reason and a cause.
所以这个怎么逃？神就是有办法来显露了。
And so how can you flee away? Because God has his ways to reveal.
我们看阿摩斯书的第五章十九节。
And let's turn to Amos chapter 5 verse 19.
阿摩斯书五章十九节。
And the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 19.
阿摩斯在耶拿书前面哈。
And this is actually a book before Jonah.
两章哈，五章十九节。
And Amos, chapter 5, verse 19.
到二五章十九节哈。来 ，Josephine， 请你读。就是这样，你怎么躲？你好像躲了狮子，又遇到熊啊！啊，进了房，躲到房子里面，靠着墙又被蛇咬到了。
And so how can you hide? Because when you flee from a lion, a bear will meet you, or you went inside a house and then you'll be bitten by a serpent.
所以哦，有时候我们当然是说，很希望大家能够感动自己出来报名啊，来服侍神。
And so sometimes I'm hoping that everyone can be moved and then maybe sign up to serve God.
鼓励是人的本分，但是其实拣选在乎神。
And to encourage, this is our duty, but whoever God would choose who he wants to choose.
因为神实在是有办法。
And because God knows the way.
神有能力折服人啊。
And God has the ability to bend down somebody.
你看那个扫罗，保罗原来叫扫罗，原来是逼迫神的，神就有办法让他成为传扬他福音的人。
And just like Saul and Paul, he used to persecute God, but God has the ability to make him a worker to proclaim his gospel.
我们都听过那个刘洋弟兄的见证。
And we have heard testimonies of brother Liu Yang.
当他被拒绝受洗的时候，他就有点觉得。好，我现在知道有神了，但是神能够对我做什么？我现在说钱财有钱财，说幸福有幸福，有神，但是我不需要神啊。
And so he talked about the fact that he was being refused of baptism because, now that he knows God, then he doesn't need anything else because he has money and he has everything, so he doesn't need it.
所以他被拒绝就有点灰心，他就这样想，他不需要神。
And so when he was refused of baptism, he was a little disappointed. He does not need God.
想不到神就在一天之内让他的手啊，根本没办法很好的这样子按着他的琴呢。
And so that, but one day, only one day that his hand can no longer work and play his instrument.
所以人哦可以。高拐可以不顺服，但是哈、哦，在神面前也没有办法做太多事情。
And as men,
如果神愿意了
，you can be disobedient and then you could be naughty, but in front of God, then you can not have much power.
我有一位朋友。
I have a friend.
我们这个到国外念书啊，我们就想说要选到哪里去。
And before we to leave the country to study, we thought about where to go.
当然教会也少那时候。
At the time, there was very few churches.
但是我那个朋友是有点故意选择没有教会的地方了。
But my friend purposely selected an area that does not have church.
他想说啊，一辈子在教会长大，来试试看没有教会的生活是怎么样的生活。
He feels that he grew up in church. He wants to try out a life without church and see what kind of life that is.
结果到最后真的发觉到自己的路还是没有办法，没有回到神面前，自己的路就是很辛苦。
And at the end, he realized that without coming in front of the Lord, then it's very difficult to live by yourself.
所以我们到哪里躲避神的面呢
？So when can you flee from the face of the Lord?
哎，时间到了，怎么办
？And so time's up. What should we do?
我们就明天再谈。
And so we will talk tomorrow.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.